This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a turd Monday, I guess. Victoryless Monday. Not used to seeing this team get swept. Just not show up. It happens. Long season. A lot more games to go. But, yeah, vibes aren't, through the roof. Worst part about that loss, I tweeted it last night. Now you have 48 hours. You got to sit there and wear it. That's the worst part, for at least for the fans. Guys are probably, all right, that sucked. We need to regroup, refocus, get up to Canada, get loose.
That's the opposite of a happy flight. That's a long flight through customs after three straight losses on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I promise you, though, the spirits were high in there. We've learned that. Over the years.
A lot easier for them to flush it than a lot of fans sometimes.
Yeah, it's way easier. Way easier. Those guys are like, hey, man, we got so many games to go. We're going to be fine. I like what I did here. I might have figured something out. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, I'm sure they weren't kicking the chairs and throwing drinks around the plane all pissed off. We've heard that from people that actually fly with the team. No, once the game's over, the game's over. There's nothing you can do about it. For we fans, we sit here, we just want to see our Padres again, and we want to see them win. So you got to sit and rot for 48 hours and wait till the next game.
The look on your face yesterday afternoon in the Tier 1 dugout, in between innings, you and I were sitting there on the railing, and you said, oh, what's the score of the Padres game? I'm like, 4-1 still. And you're like, ugh. And then I said, the good news is there's no game tomorrow, so we'd have to just sit and wear it.
Yeah, I forgot.
And then Tuesday's show is, who knows what that'll look like. And you just went, oh my God, boy.
And, Tier 1's lost again. That's 5 in a row for us. And we don't play next weekend because of Memorial Day weekend. So
we get to sit with that for 2 weeks.
You get to sit and rot. And we haven't won a game since, January, it feels like. So, yeah, just a lot of L's. Over the weekend. I don't like taking that many L's.
Tier 1 basketball can clinch a playoff spot with our fifth straight win tomorrow night.
Guys.
So if you want to come out and just be a part of that,
I don't.
You're more than welcome to be there.
I got a Little League
game.
Got
a jersey for you and everything.
My last Little League game of the season. I'll absolutely weep. Do the superlatives, Heart and Hustle Award, all those. And I cry every single time. I love these kids. They've played so hard. They've learned so much. And they are awesome. And so I'm going to be super bummed when it's over. I was talking to Bo about it last night. I go, you bummed your season's end? He goes, yeah, it's too short. In my mind, I'm like, just wait for travel ball, buddy. He's been playing like 6 games a weekend, losing his mind. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
You want me to give you the most surprising stat of this Padres season so far?
No, because I don't want to talk Padres at all right now. Not even a little.
You don't want to talk anything at all?
This is our reset.
All right.
So you save it. Sit on it. For another time. Well, we still have Dennis Lynn coming up at 8:35.
Maybe that's one. I'll save it for Dennis.
Save it for D. Lynn.
Fair enough.
I think that's probably a good idea. Right?
Yeah.
If you're ready to move on, we can move on.
He looks upset. He's not moving on, but this is our reset time. We've only done this every day for 7 years.
Yeah,
this is our reset
time. We set for 5 minutes, and then we kind of move on. I mean, if you have more to reset, then please be my guest.
Well, I did, but I feel like I threw a monkey wrench into your scene. So
the floor is yours.
No, now it's yours. Let's hear the stat. No, I want to hear the stat. Do the show, bitch. Do the show, bitch.
I don't know how this is. I don't know exactly how this has happened. Padres are 27-18, so 18 losses.
Right.
14 of those are against American League teams.
It's crazy. We did this like 10 days ago, and it's gotten even worse.
So they've only lost 4 times all year.
To a National League
team. To National League teams. Did you know that every American League team, other than the Boston Red Sox, has lost at least 4 times to National League teams? And they're in the American League.
All right, that part. Say it again.
So every American League
we've
team,
four against National League teams.
Every single American League team, other than the Boston Red Sox, who are 4-2 in interleague play, have lost at least 4 games against National League opponents. Like the Tampa Bay Rays have lost 10 times to National League opponents. The Guardians have lost 10 times. The Astros have lost 10 times. The A's have lost 16 games against National League opponents.
Wow.
Padres have lost 4 games. And they're not a bad team. Padres have lost 4 games against National League teams all year long.
Well, I guess that bodes well for us down the road.
3 against the Cubs, 1 against the Rockies.
Jeez.
And they have won every other game they have played against National League opponents this year.
So, basically what you're saying is we don't make the World Series this year because you have no shot.
Against the American League. But the American League participant, yeah.
Well, all right, so 3-3 road trip. No, yeah, right? 3-3 road trip coming up.
Yeah, lose 3 against Toronto and then sweep the Atlanta Braves when they finally get back to some National League play.
It's weird. What a weird schedule it's been so far. But yeah, this was not actually the best weekend for the NL's top team. The Mets, top teams. The Mets dropped 2 or 3 of the Yankees. Dodgers, of course, got swept. Padres got swept. Is not looking good. The Twins finally lost
their
13-game
winning streak.
Yeah.
That was a good weekend for the Giants.
Yeah.
They gained ground on everybody. They swept the A's and have moved into a tie with the Padres for second place. Just a game behind the Dodgers now.
Crazy.
In the National League West.
It's so looking tight.
Who do you think's the hottest team in the National League?
Hottest team Mets? In the National League? No, they just lost 2 or 3.
6-4 in their last 10.
Hottest team in the NL? The Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cardinals. Winner.
Yes. 8-2 in their last 10.
Crazy.
They did lose yesterday. But they're sitting at 26-21.
Yeah, as our pal East County Chris says, basically you're saying baseball makes no sense. Never has.
It's a little bit.
Never will.
Kinda, that's kind of where I'm going here. Baseball still doesn't
make
sense.
So the Padres will just run through the playoffs.
Yeah.
To the awards. And then get swept.
Get bodied. I hate watch a lot of Dodger games, and they always tend to end, you know, after the Padres game. And, you know, look, it's strange. Like, I think if I go back, we go back and we listen to how we previewed the season. Did anybody not think that that team would be 10 games up right now? I mean, like maybe not 10, but 6, 7, right? Is the fact that you're still right there and the Giants are still right there and the D-backs are still pretty close. Are we good? Are they not as good? I think it's a combination of both. And I think if you listen, I listened yesterday, Benny. So I was driving home from our game. Padres game had just ended. So I flipped on my MLB app. I put on the audio and was listening to the Dodgers broadcast driving home. Wanted to see how the last couple of innings went. And they had come back. And then they immediately surrendered the lead. And Dave Roberts goes 2-1. Luis Garcia, Ben, for the third consecutive day. And I'm sitting there with vivid flashbacks of our Luis Garcia experience here. And I went, oh, man, third game in a row, giving up runs, et cetera, et cetera. All their bullpen is giving up runs right now. Everybody. Banda, Vesia gives up a homer, an outing right now. Like, they're in the chamber, and they're getting no length or girth from any of their starters really right now. So they're in a really rough spot. And I'm listening to the broadcast, man, and there you could hear how down they are on that team. They're not as good as we thought they would be right now, even though they're still very good. And again, they have the ability to go out and score 9 runs, but lose. They'll lose by scoring 9 runs. So it makes them, their offense is pretty prolific. Their pitching is in tatters right now. It really is in tatters. Our pitching is a better situation right now, but I was listening there going, man, I think we all thought that this team would be running away, and they're not.
I would think that the biggest concern for the Dodgers right now is truly that their unlimited pitching depth, which really felt like there's no way that they could run out of pitching with the number of arms that they will have. And they will continue to bring guys back. But the middle of the rotation guys, Tony Gonsolin has an ERA over 4. Dustin May has a 4.5 ERA. Roky Sasaki has a 4.72 ERA. He's now hurt. Landon Knack has almost a 6 ERA. And Clayton Kershaw came back this weekend but got roughed up. Yep. And I don't know that he's got anything left in the tank. Maybe he'll figure it out. I wouldn't give up on him after one start. But they really are not finding... You know, they thought, we have so many guys we can throw out there. All we need is one or two guys to hit. Bobby Miller, 18 ERA. None of these guys have really done any better than just a replacement level pitcher.
Right.
And so the depth that they thought they had behind their, granted, injury-prone starters, like Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell, they thought, yes, that we know they're injury-prone, but it doesn't matter because we've got all these guys that can fill in, and then we'll wait until they come back. They just haven't gotten those fill-in starts that they were expecting.
Yeah, and the guy they were talking about, they said the guy that probably would be one of our best starters right now is Ben Kasparius, but they need him to eat up innings in middle relief right now, and he's been pretty good for them. So they're in dire straits. I mean, when you have to use Luis Garcia 3 games in a row, in close games, that means... You know, maybe they're not as good, or maybe they're not as smart as they thought they were now. Now, somebody did make the point. I feel like they do this every year. Then they figure it out in the second half. Absolutely. You're not counting out the Los Angeles Dodgers. You're just not. But I think Andrew Friedman, he of the philosophy, I'm not buying in July. I'm buying now. And I'm buying in bulk now so I don't have to buy in July. That strategy's out the window.
Now,
he'll also be buying in July.
If Glasnow... and Snell and Ohtani come back and start pitching.
That's pretty dirty.
And they've got that lineup. They go back to being somewhat unbeatable.
Correct.
You know, but until then, they're just a run-of-the-mill good team in baseball.
Yeah.
They are no better than the other good teams in baseball. And that shows in the record that they have right now that it is. It's good, but it's not appreciably better than any other top team, first-place team in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Mookie's struggling badly. They've got some serious holes. They got holes in their bullpen like crazy. They got holes in their starting rotation. No starter gives them more than 4 innings, and it's a recipe for disaster. Can they hold it all together? Maybe. They certainly have the money, the resources, and the ability to do it. But again, and it's a bummer. Like I was talking about glass half full earlier. Like, yeah, had you been able to pick up a couple games, take 2 out of 3 on the Mariners, look at you. You're in first place today. Granted, you're only a game out. And after playing a really crap series, they just happened to play one at the same time.
Meanwhile, you had your third manager fired in baseball already this season. Just a month and a half in. That's a lot of skippers to get the heave-ho in a month and a half. But the Orioles pulled the plug on Brandon Hyde, the manager of the year from 2 years ago. But it didn't look like that thing was getting any better.
It's not his fault.
15-30 after the weekend for Baltimore. They are 2-8 in their last 10. 11.5 games back already.
Season's close to over.
I mean, it's almost white flag time.
I hate to throw anyone out after just a quarter of the season, especially with the talent that they have on their roster.
But they don't have pitching. And it's not like they're getting pitching back. Like,
only the Rockies?
Not a ton.
Only the Rockies, the White Sox, and the Pirates are further away from the top of their division than the Orioles.
And two of those teams have also fired their managers, the Pirates and the Rockies.
Who's the other one?
White Sox.
White Sox. Yeah, they just hired.
The expectations are as low as you can get right now in Chicago. Yeah, they're not going to fire Venable this season. So, I mean, that is, to me, the biggest surprise in all of baseball is how bad the Baltimore Orioles have been this year.
They have, who's their Grayson Rodriguez, I don't know when he's scheduled to come back. Who else did they have sitting out there in wait to come back? I'm not sure off the top of my head. Kyle Gibson, did they DFA him over the weekend?
Tyler O'Neill's on the IL.
He's not pitcher.
Not pitcher. Kittredge.
Andrew Kittredge, he's a reliever.
Patrick Riley.
I believe. Yeah, so it's not like there's reserves.
Carlos Tavera. Brandon Young. Grayson Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells.
Yeah, Bradish is good. Yeah, it's just, it's been, yeah, Gibson was DFA'd over the weekend after another dumpster fire performance. But yeah, so I don't know, man. If I'm AJ Preller, I'm on the horn. I'm on the horn with that team.
Wonder if they thought about giving AJ the interim job now that he's already in the organization. They didn't. They gave it to their third base coach, but.
Why not give Adam Jones the position of hitting coach, just like they did for Brett Boone? Will we see this now? Now that Booney's gone over to Texas, like, you know what? Let's get some of those old players back in here again. And enough of the iPads, like Booney said. No more. I want you watching the game. Look at your iPad after your AB, but I don't want you sitting on your iPad. It's just like we tell our kids. You know, go outside and play. I don't want you on the iPad all day. Booney's telling his kids the same thing, and he's getting results so far.
Not bad. Yeah, they split four against the Astros over the weekend. Got shut out 1-0 in one of the games. But for the most part, the results have been pretty good since Brett Boone arrived with the Texas Rangers.
No doubt.
So, yeah, that's a little update on rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. Any other interesting results? You had the...
Tito swept the Guardians, his former team.
That's true. Let's see. The Braves took 2-3 from the Red Sox, although they did get the Devers walk-off on Saturday. Kind of dramatic win for Boston in that one. No one cares about the Florida, what do they call it, the Citrus Series?
If you say so.
Although the Cal Quantrill, former Padre, did throw an immaculate inning
for Cal
yesterday for the Miami Marlins. Which
is that
going
to be the highlight of his career?
I mean, you know, probably.
That's a big one.
I mean, he's had some decent years and starts.
That's a big one.
But that's fairly notable. And, Cubs swept the White Sox. D-backs did lose one of their games to Colorado. So just like the Padres, you know, you feel like... You almost give something up when you don't sweep the Rockies, but they lost one of those crazy games, 14-12 or something, on Saturday, but came back with a 1-0 win yesterday behind Merrill Kelly, 7 innings.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second.
He pulled the Kolek.
Yeah, second shutout. Now, he didn't get all the way for nine like Kolek did, but 7 shutout innings and 11 strikeouts.
Pretty solid.
In Colorado.
Great. Right. They're another team to be reckoned with. I mean, it's about to get really interesting in June.
All right, if you'd like to join us for Take on Woods, our musical trivia challenge is coming up next. Your chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas, the $100 gift card, and the Bruno Mars tickets. Just call now, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll play Take on Woods, and then we have our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour with Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Woods and I, though, want to tell you about TrustAndWill.com. Any day doesn't matter if you have been putting it off, if you want to take care of your family and make sure that your wishes are known. This is the easiest way to do it, Woods. It just takes about 15, 20 minutes, and you can actually be set up with real legal documents in case, you know, you ever need them.
I trust that you will head on over to TrustAndWill.com and knock this important thing out for you and your family, their peace of mind. If you do go to TrustAndWill.com, use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N. Going to get you 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents. Get it, throw it in the drawer, forget about it.
You can put up together a trust and avoid maybe probate court, which is lengthy and expensive and a real hassle. It could keep your assets from your family for months or even years and cost them a bunch in fees. And it's all avoidable by going to TrustAndWill.com. Again, use the code FAN, get 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents. Again, that's TrustAndWill.com. Go to TrustAndWill.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Woods and I both feverishly reading the letter, the latest letters to AJ Substack during the break, talking about the team's power outage this season and potential causes and whether or not it's a reason for concern.
It is, based on the Substack from our beloved letters to AJ.
Now, whether it's going to turn around based on Manny Machado starting to hit some home runs that he typically does, whether Jackson Merrill and Jake Cronenworth missing a bunch of time during the season is another large part of the explanation why their home runs. What are they down, six or seven home runs from last year?
Seven
home runs.
Off their pace from last year,
which would be fine. If you were on that same pace,
yeah, you'd be good.
You would be good.
Above league average.
So, you know, give Manny three or four more. And he's been a little unlucky. He said, you know, could have hit balls that would have been home runs in some parks, didn't go over the fence.
He said he's made outs on batted balls that had a 74%, 80%, and 90%, 91% chance of going for a home run. Is that normal? Perhaps. But he's getting a little bit unlucky right now. The interesting part, though, is when he talks about lineup construction, and not really lineup construction. It's who you have in your lineup and what you have available. Teams are seeking out Jason Hayward. You know, they're willing to put a Jake Cronenworth on base, right? They're willing to pitch around Crony. They want to get, they're hunting Brandon Lockridge. They're hunting Jason Hayward. They want
Martin Maldonado.
And they want to get to those dead spots. And they're fine. If we have two guys on and Brandon Lockridge is up, we'll take our chances. If we have two guys on ahead of Jason Hayward, we'll take our chances. And that's good baseball. It's smart baseball. It's good strategy. It's good managing. I'm going to go after their weakest hitters, and I don't care if there's a guy on. If he gets me, he gets me. That strategy is going to win against the Padres more times than not.
We'll talk about more of the left field position, what Mike Schilt is doing, what still could be done. Coming up, Dennis Ling going to join us momentarily. First, though, it is time to play our game today of Take on Woods. Take on Woods is brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. Let's see. We got Joe today. Joe, you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Joe.
Joe's right. Good.
You're our contestant today, Joe. Woods has left the studio. You'll go first. Woods will go second. If you can beat or tie him in our five questions, we'll put you into our grand prize drawing this month. It is a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, two tickets to his show at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You get to pick our category today, Joe. We've got a groovy category. The word groove in the title of all five songs. Luck O' the Irish. Got an O apostrophe in all five answers. And when is now the first letter of every, or first word of every song is when, and it's an all 2 second song category. So a groovy category, Luck O' the Irish, or when is now. What would you like to play, Joe?
A groovy category.
All right, you've got 60 seconds to answer as many of these five as possible. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it. And if there's time left on the clock, first questions are 2 second song. Paulie will play the music. You need to give me that title that has the word groove in it and the artist to score the point. And again, all five answers contain the word groove. Joe, are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock in a groovy category. Your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck, Joe. Let's take on Woods.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance.
We're going to...
Pass. Opening with a robotic-sounding riff, which single became the final top 10 hit for Earth, Wind, and Fire in 1981?
Let's groove.
Correct. Which Madonna song with a dancing theme includes a bridge in which he repeats the phrase, "Now I know you're mine"?
Into the Groove.
Correct. The two biggest hits for Peaches and Herb were 1979's Reunited and which track that came out 1 year prior?
Shake Your Groove Thing.
Correct. 80s synth pop duo The System had their biggest hit with which number one single from 1987?
Don't Disturb This Groove.
Correct. Go back to our 2 second song.
We're going to dance.
Groove in the Heart.
By
Delight.
That is correct. Ooh. Joe has done it again and qualified for our grand prize. Well done, Joe. Sit on the line. Paulie will get your information. Nailed. We'll get you into the drawing. Joe is solid. Let's bring Woods back in. Got all five. Groove is in the Heart. Delight. Let's groove into the groove. Shake Your Groove Thing. Don't Disturb This Groove. Got to get him all
quick.
In before he hits that door. It's a very soundproof
he
door.
He was going over the answers like as you were opening the door.
I did, and then I tried to squeeze in the rest of the answers just to make sure. All right.
I didn't hear anything.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Joe.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance.
Pass.
Opening with a robotic-sounding riff, which single became the final top 10 hit for Earth, Wind, and Fire in 1981?
Robotic-sounding riff? What is the category? Pass.
Which Madonna song with a dancing theme includes a bridge in which you wrote the phrase, "Now I know you're mine"?
Now I know you're... Get Into the Groove?
Correct. The two biggest hits for Peaches and Herb were 1979's Reunited and which track that came out 1 year prior?
And It Feels So Good.
Incorrect. 80s synth pop duo sucks. The System had their biggest hit with which number one single from 1987?
What psychotic tier one sent this in?
This is mine.
This
all
is
mine.
Not yours.
This psycho.
Yep. This is all mine.
I have no
earthly. It doesn't matter. You're cooked on.
You already lost, right, actually.
Fine. So. Just bang it.
Yeah, the word, you got it in the Madonna song, is groove.
Okay. Mm.
So the song is Groove is in the Heart by D-Light.
Oh, that's the intro to that?
That is.
Oh.
Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Shake Your Groove Thing by Peaches and Herb. Don't Disturb This Groove by The System. 5-1. We have a route by Joe.
My God.
Joe's solid.
Joe is very legendary. Solid. Jeez.
Joe is in.
I feel like Manny Machado right now, dude.
Congratulations. Well, you know what? Everyone has a little slump that
true.
They go through over
it's
the
true.
Course
you
of
a
long
a lot.
Season.
Flush it.
Should be DFA Woods.
No.
Don't
fire
don't
me to
so.
The sun. I'll be back tomorrow.
No. Dennis Lynn will be back with us in our next segment to talk some Padres baseball after this on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, it's interesting. Before I walked out, I saw somebody pop up in the chat. What's that clinic that Woods always talks about his wrist? And I couldn't answer because I was walking out of the room. My friend, it's QC Kinetics, and the timing couldn't be better. Wanted to tell you how great they were to me. How much they have changed my life completely. If you have pain in your joints, please call QC Kinetics today. They are the nation's leader in non-surgical relief for joint pain. Over 50,000 satisfied patients across the country. People with knee and back pain, people with shoulder and hip pain, gone. What they're doing here in San Diego is nothing short of remarkable. It's regenerative cell therapy to restore the tissue in your achy joints. I am a walking advertisement for QC Kinetics. It has changed my life. Again, lifting heavier weights than I've ever lifted at 49 years old, playing baseball, playing golf, doing all the things I love to do. And the best part, no pain. No pain whatsoever. It came from a time when I had massive, massive pain in both wrists and caused me to go in, and I was a little skeptical, but man, they got the job done. It's been incredible. So call them today. You'll get a free consultation when you do. Learn about all the cutting edge treatments that can help you live your best life, get you back to doing all the things that you love. 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show what you're made of after struggling a bit.
To me?
Yeah, the Padres, I was actually probably referring to. But hey, tomorrow you get a chance to bounce back and take on Woods.
It's the beauty of take on Woods and the Padres. Yeah, there's always tomorrow.
Just like right? Scotty Scheffler.
Until there's not.
Bounced back from 10 of his bogeys with birdies at the PGA Championship. How do the Padres bounce back? The next 3 days in Toronto as they start a series tomorrow. We'll talk all about it with our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and to join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We may need an alternate opening for Dennis that doesn't start with Happy Monday, Padres fans.
Monday!
Not Monday, Padres fans, because not too happy as we welcome Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Tough weekend for the Padres offense in particular, Dennis, and I want to start there because I think the biggest argument right now among the fan base is this indicative of bigger problems for the Padres offense, or is this simply one of those stretches that every team goes through over the course of a season, regardless of whether they have a good offense or not?
Yeah, I think you can read it as a little more symptomatic of something maybe a little more concerning than just the bad series, because if you go back to, I think, April 15th, they've been averaging barely 4 runs per game. And of course they had quite a few injuries in between, but at the same time, you know, they had the sweep by the Tampa Bay Rays at Petco Park. You had, of course, a 21-0 beatdown of the Rockies. But if you take that game out, that average goes way down below 4 runs per game. So, obviously last season, the Padres offense kind of fueled them into October. And, you know, this season it's been more up and down. And part of that has to do with the composition of some of the bench guys. They're not quite getting, you know, what they got last season from guys like Donovan Solano and David Peralta, of course, in the starting lineup from Kaho Gashioka, catcher. So it's going to be a uphill battle, I think, to try to get some of that back, because right now they're maybe a little bit handcuffed in what they can do, but still early in the season, they're still 9 games above 500. So all things being equal, I think they would take where they are right now versus where they were exactly a year ago.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm trying to keep that perspective too, talking to Dennis Lynn here on Ben and Woods this morning. And yeah, I mean, it was, you remember last year, Dennis, it was win one, lose one, win two, lose two. I mean, it was like dead 500 team at the break, at 500. And we still have a while till the break gets here. I mean, we absolutely, you know, I'm trying to keep the perspective of, hey man, 9 games above 500. They answered the bell. I've said it a couple times this morning. We all challenged them to get off to a hot start this year. We have. Well, everybody said, no, none of this second half, you know, praying for a miracle stuff. We challenged them to get off to a hot start. It's hard for me to sit here and say, 20, you know, 9 games above 500 isn't a hot start. It absolutely is. I also don't subscribe that, well, they've gotten lucky. You know, when they're hot, when that offense is firing, they're really tough to beat. They don't strike out a ton. They put the ball in play. But man, when they are off, it is one of the uglier products out there.
And they're still not really striking a whole lot. I know there were a couple, obviously, strikeouts with bases loaded this past weekend, but I think they still have the fewest strikeouts in the majors. But yeah, I think it's part of the ugliness is, like, if you're not going to hit and you're not hitting for power either, and the Mariners weren't hitting a ton either over the weekend, but like the times they did get hold of the ball, they were hitting it over the fence. So if you're not going to, you know, provide consistent pop, and you're also not making your normal level of contact, is just it kind of has a sap on the energy kind of effect. And you saw, I mean, it was the 19th, 20th, and 21st sell crowds of the year at Petco over the weekend. And yeah, the energy in the building was down, and you know, guys were obviously pressing a little bit at the plate, trying to get something going. But I do think it's notable that it does feel quite a bit different than the first couple homestands of the year, where they were really putting a lot of pressure on opposing teams, you know, running the bases, stealing bases, and kind of moving the ball just up and down the lineup. But yeah, if you're not making your normal level of contact again, it's just not going to be the same. And that's kind of the chicken or egg thing, right? So, but they just kind of have to get back to, I think, just making it simple and trying to make contact. And yeah, Rogers Center is not Petco Park. It'll probably be a little friendlier there as far as the ball flight, but you got to, I think, stick to what got you here, which is, you know, making contact and moving the line.
Well, you talked about it, you mentioned, and it's something we haven't brought up, I don't think, in a while, but that style of baseball, the pressure, 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 keep the pressure on them, force them to make bad throws, we're going to run, we're going to steal. It seems like it's ground to a halt, and maybe that's recency bias on my part a little bit. I know that you had some of those guys were out and injured, but there, it does feel like there's been a little bit of a shift in that. You know, yeah, we're not sitting around waiting for the three-run homer. We're sitting around waiting for another single to drive in a run after two guys have hit singles.
I think a lot of it goes to also, to your point, I mean, when your big guys aren't doing much, it's going to look uglier. You know, Jackson Merrill and Manny Machado obviously had a rough series. Tatis had that home run yesterday, but obviously it was kind of an empty series for him mostly as well. But yeah, it kind of goes back to if their big guys aren't carrying them, that's what can happen, because the depth at the bottom of the lineup is not what it was last season. But yeah, you just, I think that the pressure that kind of defined them early in the season and throughout last summer, that's something you definitely like to see more of. But no, I think there's just, it's just a matter of just the DNA of this lineup versus what it was last year. It's quite a bit different, even if, you know, that the main guys are still the main guys. It's, not having a Donovan Solano at the bottom of the order to, you know, kind of keep the line moving, that's really made a marked difference. So I think the Padres will have to do something. I just don't know what it will be right now.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and it's almost jarring, Dennis, to see Jackson Merrill struggle. He's in a 1-for-19 slump over his past 5 games. That barely qualifies as a slump, but for him it is. It's one of the worst stretches of his career. What kind of reporting in terms of what Jackson is doing right now? We heard some talk about a stomach virus. We saw a wrap around his hand.
Gnarly blister.
Is there anything that you kind of know about what's going on with Jackson, or are pitchers maybe attacking him a different way? I mean, he swings a lot always. That hasn't really changed much. Just give us your thoughts on Jackson Merrill.
Well, I think it's a combination of everything. Maybe the blister, maybe not feeling 100%. You know, he came back and he was on fire, right? Like, he looked like the best hitter in the world after coming off the IL. And I think we forget sometimes that he's still only 22 years old, didn't play a whole lot in the minors, hasn't played a whole lot in the majors. And yeah, I think he's arguably the best center fielder in baseball already. But we also have to remember, yeah, he's still developing, still learning, still adjusting to the league, adjusting to him after the great rookie season that he had. But yeah, I think the chase rate's definitely something that it was top of his mind coming into this season. He's pretty analytical and studies a lot of video and looks at a lot of metrics. So that's definitely something he was aware of coming into this season. And to your point, Ben, yeah, the chase rate's just as high as ever, and he's swinging a lot at a ton of pitches. So I think pitchers are kind of taking advantage of that over-eagerness. And, you know, he hasn't had a whole lot of slumps in his young career. I think he's one for his last 19, which, you know, doesn't seem like a lot for most guys. But when you're young and you're 22 and you want to make something happen, maybe you can get a little over-eager at some times. So I wouldn't be too worried about him. I think he's the kind of guy who knows you know, what his strengths are and how to get back to that. But at the same time, maybe we should just temper our expectations of him hitting 400 for the rest of the season.
Yes, I would say that's a fair temperance of expectations. I don't think Jax Merrill's going to hit 400. Dennis Lynn joins us this morning, and we do this, man, as fans. Like, hey, this guy's not getting the job done. Let's call up Luis Camposano, who's continuing to mash. What is your sense of what the organization feels about Luis Camposano? We've heard things, right? Everybody hears things. I've heard it's kind of an internal struggle. You know, one side is still all in and maybe another side is not. And, you know, I don't know which is which, but what is your sense on where they are with Luis Camposano? Because, again, you need a guy that can slug. He's been slugging, but he's also been given a dozen chances, Dennis, and it's never really materialized.
I think if you give truth serum to the organization, they would have traded him for something decent or something good, even most recently or as far back as a few years ago. Obviously that hasn't happened. His trade value is not high around the league. There's only so much demand for a defensively limited catcher who seems like he could be, you know, kind of settling into becoming kind of one of those quad A type hitters who he just mashes in the PCO and he comes up and can't really sustain it. And again, the defense really kind of limits his usefulness. But yeah, right now I'd say it's a lot of the same as the last couple of years, that they'd love to move him if they could. And there's not, again, a lot of interest around the league. But yeah, if he's going to keep hitting like this and bottom of your line is going to keep struggling, you do have to consider bringing him back up. I know he had a really quick cup of coffee a couple weeks ago, but they don't have a lot of catching depth in the organization right now, besides, you know, Diaz and Maldonado, and both those two guys aren't hitting. Obviously, that's not what they're here for. They're here for, you know, pitching staff management and guiding this pitching staff through a season, which they've done a pretty good job of so far, I think. But, yeah, Luis, if he's going to come back up, he's probably not going to be catching unless there's an injury. And if, you know, he's not going to be doing that for his team, I think they do have to maybe just consider just moving him for what they can.
Last thing for me, Dennis, we saw Gavin Sheets make his second start of the season in left field yesterday. Clearly, I mean, I'm going to throw out the play looked horrible when he went backwards, got turned around, lost his glove over the fence. Certainly was not the
we've all been there.
The prettiest look for an outfielder. But at the same time, is it possible that that is the best option for the Padres going forward? As rough as that play looked, he did make some routine catches out there, and you're not asking necessarily for the best defense out of your left fielder. Could we be seeing more of that ahead?
Not to dwell on it, but yeah, I can't say I've ever seen a left fielder or any kind of outfielder lose his glove.
You've never played Sunday ball, Dennis. You see that stuff all the time. I saw it 2 weeks ago with our first baseman. It happens.
Yeah, but this is Holy Sheets we're talking about.
That's true.
Gary Bonds. Him, hold him to a little higher standard.
That's fair enough.
No, he's obviously done more than his part, especially on the offensive end for a team that really needed a boost. And I know I was kind of panning their lack of depth at the bottom lineup, but he's been a godsend, obviously. No pun intended with Holy Sheets, but yeah, he's not an outfielder really. He's more of a DH and occasional first baseman. But yeah, I think at this point they're willing to try it because they sat Jason Hayward 3 out of 4 games against a right-handed starting pitcher, and they had Brandon Lockridge take a couple of starts, but he's obviously not going to provide a lot of offense and pop. So if the Sheets can do it for just a little bit while they figure out something else, I think that's something they're open to. But yeah, if you can kind of limit his exposure to left field or just the outfield and defense in general, I think you're serving all parties the best there. If you can do that, just kind of, you know, limit him to being a DH. But yeah, right now they just don't have a lot of options, and then they're obviously searching for one. And I don't think you're going to turn to a guy like who was just released by the Dodgers, Chris Taylor.
No.
His underlying numbers are even worse than Jason Hayward's, and you know he's almost 35 himself. So again, I don't know exactly what the Padres can do in May. It's not even Memorial Day yet in left field, but yeah, they have to do something, which is why you're probably going to see maybe a little bit more of Gavin Sheets out there.
Whew. Dennis, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Monday when the Padres return home to face the Miami Marlins. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, our Lynn Sider. What's the procedure when you lose your glove over the fence as a major leaguer? Now, does the fan have to give it back, or is there a negotiation?
No, I mean, finders keepers.
Does Gavin have to ask nicely, like, hey, I kind of
can I get you after the game?
I really need that. I can get you another one after the game, but we still have an inning to play, and I don't have a glove anymore.
Sorry, bro, this is mine now.
It is. It's a tough scene for the just move guys around and make them change positions crowd, right? I mean, it's not that easy. That's a really tough position to play, especially for a guy that hasn't played a ton of it. Throwing a guy out in the outfield, big lumbering designated hitter first base, like, go play left.
Jackson Merrill screwed all future baseball players.
He really did. Look how easy it is. Look
like,
how,
you know. Worked okay for Jackson last year.
Toddy, too. I mean, you're talking about two freaks. Freaks, right? Rafael Devers isn't that. He doesn't look like those guys. You can't just move guys like that around.
It was interesting to see three different starters in three games.
Sure was.
We can talk about that more coming up. Final hour of Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.